bill introduction. And we have before us LC 39, and Ms. Yates, could you provide an overview of LC 39?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Dick Yates, Legislative Revenue. LC 39 readdresses an issue addressed in one of the earlier special sessions, and that has to do primarily with individual employers who want to buy out the unfunded liability with PERS. And what this does is direct PERS essentially to establish separate accounts for each employer that does make a payment against their unfunded liability, and specify the accounting procedures essentially whereby you track and assure the individual that they do get credit for the payment they've made.
Ms. Yates, where does this LC, who's requested this LC to be brought to the committee? How did it get to this thing? Is this coming from the PERS organization as a needful thing, or is this something that the employers have asked us to do?
I'm afraid I don't know.
What are we doing? We know where it comes from.
Well, Mr. Yates may not know, but there is a need for this thing, and it's just, I think the requirement is to set up special or separate accounts and lump sum funding.
We actually have this before us the last session rejected, or what happened to it?
No, I think, Senator, that this originated as a result of folks wanting to be able to make a lump sum adjustment on those accounts.
Mr. Yates, though, said something about it was an issue that had been around, right?
No.
No?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
The issue of granting local governments the ability to essentially issue bonds and make payments against their unfunded liability was addressed in the earlier session. In looking at the legislation as it came out, employer groups as well as PERS were, there was some concern about how they were going to actually account for those individual lump sum payments by employers. Mm-hmm. And so this is to make it clear how they're going to do that, and how each individual employer will, in fact, be credited in their contributions track.
Okay, and that obviously will be through segregated accounts, and so those dollars can be tracked.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I think I understand you better.
Colleagues, the purpose of our meeting today is to introduce this LC so that we can get a bill drafted, and at which time we'll bring forth all the proponents and have full testimony on why this is needed.
Chairman?
We're in work session.
I'll move that we introduce LC 39.
Yeah.
We're just getting the bill printed and having public hearings and work session.
Senator Minnis moves that we have LC 39 introduced.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
We've instructed basically, and not that we always follow instructions, but we usually do, not to vote yes on things for a while, so we're voting no.
Okay, I was thinking that some of that must be the royal we in the last of the Senator Dick. We'll just call the roll. How about that?
That sounds good.
I do that. May we call the roll?
Aye. No. No.
Forgot your instructions.
Senator, yeah.
Senator Dick showing an independent streak of mind.
Votes on both sides.
Votes no. Thank you.
Well, I haven't been instructed to vote yes, but I'm going to vote yes. Because I think it's right.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Thomas voted no. Yes. And the motion passes, so the bill is introduced, and the committee is in recess, so all of it is there.
I'm a little tired.
We are all rest. I got my.
Bill and I will.